Dad.
Well, you're back.
I am back. It's been a while.
Whole week.
It's been a week. I'm sorry.
Sure you are.
School's kicking my butt.
And what do you expect? Sympathy?
No.
Good.
I was trying to start a show off on a happy note, but you had to immediately, like, you know.
Well, it's all what you make of it.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, hey, Dad, guess what today is, but.
What is today?
I don't know, Dad. What is today?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, you had the question. You obviously know the answer.
Something that flies.
Oh, it's opening day of dove season.
Yeah. Good job.
And we're there.
You should play charades. It flies. Get it. My hands.
That more looks more like a butterfly or something that's, like, deformed.
Butterflies are like.
That's even worse. Okay. That's a good thing y'all can't see this stuff.
I tried.
You tried. glad you're back. It's surprisingly hard to do a show without you now.
Is it? You've become attached to me? You're just a little bit after living with me for 18 years?
Yeah, I guess so.
Just a little attached?
Just a little attached.
I'm sure I missed a great show.
It was fun. I'm trying to think what we did. This is bizarre. My mind is just gone.
Did it have to do with a special event?
Everything Outdoors Festival.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we got an update on that. And then I did a calendar, and I did some other little things. And I played, Together We Can Wake the Woods. That cool one by the Rock Theodore Roosevelt.
I did a school presentation with that video. You remember that?
You did. I remember you do that. Yes. I love the music in it. I love how it builds. And folks, I'm sorry, in this instance, I wish you could see it. But it's called.
It's the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation.
Together We Can
Wake the Woods.
Wake the Woods.
Yeah.
By TRCP, which is the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership. It's several years old. Man, it's just good. I mean,
especially the elk.
To a hunter.
The elk on top of the mountain.
Yeah. To a hunter, I mean, it just chill bumps in.
Especially
even to somebody that doesn't hunt who can appreciate the outdoors like that. It is powerful. It's a powerful message.
It's a quail that pops up in the woods with the
grouse.
Oh, it's a grouse?
Yeah.
With the dog behind it, yeah. Yep. Remember that part too?
Yeah, that was a good one. So anyway, but yeah. Had to do something since you weren't here.
I'm sorry.
there's a lot going on. Fall just, it's like you come out of summer and it's hot, 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 and you're tired of going to the beach and everything, and boom, it's like college football,
yes.
The outdoors. I mean, it's just like wide open.
You know what I have found that I quite enjoy
that
I didn't realize I would?
What?
Not taking a nap while I'm on shift on a Saturday and watching football.
That's because all y'all do is eat. There's no secret
to
that one.
Saturday afternoon football games
at the fire department.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yes.
Nice big leather recliners.
Yeah,
I'm excited for fall.
Forbid you from going over there. It is if y'all are wanting, it is a requirement for her, I guess, more towards the paramedic side than the EMT side. Mm-hmm. But you have to have, 300 contact hours?
Yeah, I have to have a lot of contact hours. But that, I've just been interning, and this internship is carried over.
Yeah.
And I quite enjoy it. We did some, y'all do is eat, sleep, work out, take naps. We did
cook.
Some useful things.
Oh, jumped in the fire department, fire truck, and ran down the road because there was a wreck.
No, we didn't have a wreck that day.
See? Even worse.
We had,
okay.
I think it was a Walmart.
Okay, yeah, I know. I don't want to go there. Just wait. It is a busy weekend. It's starting to get busy. If you're going up to the North Carolina Apple Festival.
Oh, yes, apples.
They're giving rides out at the Hendersonville Airport.
No way.
Helicopter rides.
No way.
And you remember that?
What is that?
You remember that one?
Stearman?
Yeah. 1943 Stearman rides.
Oh,
now, folks,
boy.
This is not your average ordinary Stearman. An original PT-17 had a 220 horsepower engine on it. This one right here, that's 450 horsepower.
Yowza.
That's the one I've been in.
Yowza.
That thing right there.
Is that what you went up in for your birthday?
Yeah,
one
yeah, yeah. That so yeah. If you're up going to North Carolina, the Western North Carolina Aviation Museum, which is based at the Hendersonville Airport, which is not on the paved runway side, it's on the grass runway side. Put your hand down. Put your hand down.
I won't.
Hush and put your hand down. Put your hand down.
Continue.
Down. It's on the grass strip side, so you enter not on the airport side. You go across the little bridge and start up the hill like you're going into Hendersonville, and you take a right-hand turn and go down there, and the Aviation Museum is back there. 450 Stearman.
I hope y'all are
good. And for some reason or another, he was asking me questions trying to gauge my flight experience. And I said, yeah, I've ridden a few airplanes and used to, you know, do soaring when I was in high school and all. And have you ever done any aerobatics? I says, yeah, and we used to loop gliders and wing overs and stuff like that. I've done some stuff in Cubs and all, and, you know, helicopters and stuff like that. And so he took a little advantage of that. I remember he leveled that thing off the runway and started gaining speed. And I'm like, here it comes. Here, hey, pull back on that stick. Zoom climbed it. And then he was doing pylon turns, tight pylon turns. And I was eating it up. I love that stuff. Oh, my gosh. Open cockpit. There, let me tell you, there's nothing finer than flying with the doors open. Whether that's on a J3 Cub, windows down, or an open cockpit like a Stearman or something. When we did the flyover at Green Pond for the 2018 Classic in the Stearman, that was fun.
Well, all I can say about that is I hope y'all are good at following directions and you can find the museum from his directions that he just gave you, because I hope y'all got that down. I didn't. If anybody knows how to get there,
yeah,
let me know.
Yeah, but it is a busy weekend. Lots going on. We do have
ooh,
a calendar.
Oh, I didn't have my hand up for a reason.
Go ahead.
I'm in school mode. I have
Go
to
ahead.
Raise my hand.
Taylor, yes, you have a comment?
Yeah.
Okay, irrelevant. Let's move on.
Do they have apple donuts there?
I don't know.
See, that's a must. If you're gonna
apple
go,
cinnamon donut?
Yeah, if you're gonna go have anything to do with apples in the mountains,
you gotta have
donuts.
Yes, you have to have donuts. So we do have a calendar.
That
we do have news.
Barely gonna get to in this.
gosh, we got news. We got the Elite Series for 23 has been released. The Major League Fishing schedule will be out soon. I've been assured of that in the next couple weeks. I bought a plane ticket the other day. But I can't get to where I'm going.
You bought a plane ticket?
Well, I mean, I cashed in some Sky Miles to get a plane ticket.
To go where?
I can't tell you.
What?
Because you'll spill the beans.
Now, how am I?
License. You got to renew your license. Folks, if you haven't renewed your license, man, online,
renew
that little app was really. And look what I got.
What'd you get? Oh, it's all fancy.
I got the hard card.
Oh, it's all fancy.
Yes, I got the hard card this year.
Oh,
maybe that's. First time they've let you do that. So now I got a hard card, I got a paper copy, and I got the app on my phone, so.
Maybe that's like a good luck charm right there. You'll kill one of them bucks.
Well,
on the cover,
you know, I don't look
things
at it that way. It's just.
Oh, I do.
Like things.
I'd take that as a good luck charm right
there.
Like,
you know, I think I've got every hunting license since I had to have one. I've got rules and regs from every year I had.
Oh, boy.
And I keep stuff like that. It's funny what I like. You know, I got the same pair of pants, brush pants, that I hunted with when y'all were babies.
Yeah, I know.
They still fit, but
they
ripped.
They still.
I stuck it into it and it rotted above the thing, and I poked my toe through it, and it ripped. And I'm really sad.
The struggle.
Why are you laughing?
The struggle. Hey, it's fashionable. Holy jeans.
Not when you're in briar patches. Sorry. May work on the streets of Greenville, but not out in the woods. All right. Well, we're going to get some more stuff here shortly, so hang on.
Tonight,
Beverly Hills Cops is currently playing on Pluto TV.
Oh, my gosh.
1, 2, and 3 are being played.
No. This is what I'm glad y'all can't see. Is Dad over here wiggling in his seat like he's got ants in his pants?
I do. I'm going back to the 1980s and 90s. When
I don't need to see that. I really don't.
Harold Faltermeyer.
I don't need to see that.
He did some stuff for Top Gun, too.
I don't need to see that. Okay.
Ooh.
I respect anybody.
Oh, see, there we go. Okay, here we go. Yeah, now we're getting in your wheelhouse. No, I was going to tell you, along with renewing my license and all last week, I resubscribed to South Carolina Wildlife. I do it every year. Already got the September-October issue. If you've never gotten South Carolina Wildlife, get it for a year. It's like $15 or something for 6 issues. But it's really cool. You will agree the photography in here is outstanding. Would you not?
I would. Aww.
Look at that, Fetch. The first article in the whole thing is Fetch. It's an overview of retriever breeds and why people love them.
Oh,
so you got Labs.
The brown
that's
eyes.
A Chesapeake.
Oh,
that's
my
goodness. Golden Retriever. There's a
Brittany.
Brittany.
Oh, my goodness.
There's a flat cut retriever.
Yeah.
There's your Boykins.
So
I mean, it's just and then they got an article on the red eye bass.
Oh.
Which is there's a movement. I mean, people love to go catch them.
Yeah.
Colors in nature, and it's got.
Look at the butterflies.
All these butterflies, salamanders, got persimmons on there. The moon. Sea oats. There's a red-bellied water snake.
Squirrel.
Yeah, and the red-headed woodpecker, beagle, the moon, some green-winged teal, jellyfish. Fish. I mean, got an article in here about On Target with Kenny Jarrett and Jarrett Rifle Works. Next one is Painted Hills. It's about the Blue Ridge Mountains in South Carolina, and there's Table Rock and trout fishing and bluebirds and Leaves, Fish on the Table by Jim Cassata. Fish on the Table, that means food. The Golden Hour, you know, start and close of each day, the sunsets, the sunrises, you know, just, you got to get up early for them, but man, they are just, them Jim Mize has got sun on my face, which is usually something funny. Jim's a great writer. Transformation of the Doodlebug. And the hours I spent digging doodlebugs out of the ground in Chester is just amazing. South Carolina Tobacco Museum, Eyes in the Sky, Canine Puppet Training, Sunflowers, and then
more puppies. That
little thing South Carolina is celebrating 69 years. It's got a picture of it. It's old, like a wooden hunting box. Got a black duck decoy, a pair of old Ella Bean boots, and then 3 Labrador, two yellows and a black. Little puppies in there just looking at you. I mean, it's like I said.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a great magazine. If you've never gotten a subscription, get a subscription. Try it for a year. I promise you, if nothing else, just looking through there at the pictures and all that is worth the $15, $18, whatever it costs you to get.
So who's excited for all of the color changes coming?
I am.
I'm very excited.
Mine. Okay, so we covered dove season. Yeah, I booked a trip. I'm headed an opportunity presented itself. It cost me $6.20 to redeem some Sky Miles, a one-way ticket.
Where are you going?
I can't tell you.
Why?
But I'm going to one of the top 100 bass fishing lakes in the United States. Oh, don't
you
say it.
Oh, you're going to.
Don't you say it. I'll dot your I. Maybe both of them. It's a surprise. So,
dang you.
I know. It's hard.
And I'll be sitting in a cold, dark
classroom. That's right. I'm going to be out catching. I almost let it slip. I'm not going to let it slip.
Don't be sending me no pictures.
Oh, trust me.
Don't
I will.
No. Don't be sending me no pictures.
I will. It's going to be a fun week. this week we're supposed to have guests on. Last week schedule's gotten all jumbled up, but we do have
again
upcoming. We do have Morgan Harrell from Artemis, South Carolina, David Whitaker from South Carolina Department of Natural Resources. We're going to talk about shrimp in South Carolina. Amy Dukes is coming on to give us an update on the South Carolina Governor's Cup, kind of a wrap up. We are still working with Jim Shockey. He's having knee problems. He's supposed to be in.
Oh, no.
It's just sheep season, and he's having knee trouble. And we're still working with Steve Rinaldi to get him on. We're going to have a South Carolina Deer Hunters. I'm an admin on South Carolina Deer Hunters. We're going to have an admin show. Some of the do's and don'ts. And then we still got other stuff. And that's pretty much the month of September. We're going to try to cram all that in.
Cram. Hence, cram. Cram.
Plus, we have some cooking stuff we got to get to. We got to get Charles Ruth on here. It's just, sorry, folks. That first world problems.
Speaking of cooking, is anybody having a big cookout for opening day?
Oh, how did you like my Little Country Boil the other day?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Okay. Good.
I definitely did.
And I'm boiling peanuts this weekend.
I definitely think you should do another Low Country Boil again.
I am.
Put more corn in it this time.
More corn. You want more corn? More corn. There were.
We went to town on them crab legs, though, let me just tell you.
We did crab legs another night. That's a simple thing.
Crab legs in
the
Low
Yeah, but the other night I just did crab legs.
Oh, yeah. We sat there at
Food Line or something. Right now, $10.99 a pound.
We sat there at the kitchen table and spread out a bunch of paper towels and don't know how.
And it's so simple.
It is.
Just steam them with Old Bay. You got to have Old Bay seasoning, folks. You got to have Old Bay seasoning. And
to butter or not to butter?
Mm, oh, you gotta.
I don't know.
Fresh garlic, butter, and crab legs just go together. I'm sorry.
I think it ruins the natural flavor. The natural flavor. Of the crab legs.
Well, I could disagree. They're better without it.
Could you?
Yeah. So
you
anyway,
foodie, you.
I am a foodie. I told Mom the other day, I said, I could cook so much. I just had the time.
Yeah, we finally found our boiled peanuts.
Yes, I found some Valencia boiled peanuts. I have a 5-pound bag. I am
after
going to boil.
After the endless search for boiled peanuts.
Walked into Ingles, I guess it was Ingles. They had a 2-pound bag, boil in the bag, and it was like $20, $15. I'm like, ouch. And I think I went into, it was either Ingles or Food Line. Then I went into either Ingles or Food Line. I can't remember which one. And there was a 5-pound bag of Valencia peanuts there for $10. And the Valencias, by the way, are the best ones to boil. They're the red skins, and they have a natural sweetness to them. So
we need to have like a...
Why are we talking about this? We have stuff to get to here. What?
We need to have like a how to eat boiled peanuts 101 lesson. I think that would be good.
Okay, whatever.
Listen, that's been a thought that's been in my head because it grosses me out when people don't eat them the right way.
All right, you have an announcement. You have...
I have a lot of stuff. What are we doing first?
I don't know. We've only got 5 minutes left in this segment. You want to do the calendar?
You'll see the calendar.
Okay. Calendar brought to you by Capital City.
Like Murray Country, you get there,
which scored big time this year in the fishing
tournament.
It's not over yet, folks. It is not over. We have the Black Bass Championships, the World Black Bass Championships coming up in October. We have an announcement Taylor's going to have of a tournament. There's another announcement coming. I don't feel at liberty, although it was outed in a press release I got last week.
It's still not press release, though.
But it wasn't a press release from the official organization. Yeah. It was from a third party.
Oh, it was.
Well, it was from somebody who's hosting something that let a date out that hasn't officially been released yet.
Yeah, so don't say it yet.
So I can't, but there's more coming in it for Lake Murray. But yeah, do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay. All right, okay. This is the calendar.
This is the calendar. Like we said, today is open day dove season. People are already getting on with their dove season hunts that some different people are putting on. But there's a ladies' dove hunt experience coming up on September 8th. It's going to start at 11 a.m. It's at the National Wild Turkey Federation Hunting Heritage Center in Edgefield. If you're interested, you can contact Travis Sumner, 803-637-7517. Or you can email him at tsumner@nwtf.net.
Travis is another person that we've got to get on the show. I talked to him the other day, and I said, do we need to catch up? And he goes, yes, we need to catch up. And it wasn't K-E-T-C-H-U-P. It was catch up. National Tournament. Okay, all right. So, Catfish Tournament. The King Cat Tournament Trail, presented by Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, is coming to Sandy Cooper in Utahville, South Carolina, September the 10th. Late registration and meeting September the 9th at the Community Center there in Utahville. Late sign-in, 5 to 6. Seminar begins at 6. Fishing hour, 6:30 to 3. Must weigh in line, must be in weigh-in line by 4 p.m. At Black's Camp in Cross, South Carolina. We've stayed there. Pretty cool little place to spend the night. And they can have a kids fishing row at the same time. So that'll be cool. King Cat, and Cat is KATUSA.com.
Tri-County Tech is putting on a freshwater striper fishing class.
Isn't that pretty cool?
That is pretty cool. It's going to be on Thursdays from 6 to 8 at the Oconee campus, September 15th through November 10th. That'd be a cool thing to take advantage of.
Yep. Okay, don't forget, the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council is going to be holding their annual meeting in Charleston to talk about snapper, grouper, mackerel, cobia, all this stuff. This is the one where they want to close bottom fishing and implement speed limit. Don't forget, the public meeting is on September the 14th at 4 o'clock, 2008 Savannah Highway at the Town and Country Inn. Don't forget that. September 14th, 4 o'clock is the public meeting.
Oh, okay. This one is, it's the Saluda River Trout Unlimited is putting on an annual cookout and shop and swap.
Yep.
It's going to be September 13th, 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Paw Paw Shelter. It's going to be free entry, and there's going to be barbecue dinner with a $20 donation. There's going to be, you can bring your fishing / outdoor gear to trade or sell. There's going to be a lot of vendors there. It looks like a really cool thing. You can go to their website to RSVP.
Bonefish and Tarpon Trust is going to be in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, on Thursday, September 15th from 6 to 8 at the Rivers and Glen Trading Company on Shem Creek in Mount Pleasant. Event register to see. They're going to have what? I got it going. I'm going to run out of time here, though. They're going to talk about the tagging program. Paul Puckett's going to be there with music. And Lewis Barbecue is going to be there. It's a good time. 6 o'clock, a low country evening, Bonefish and Tarpon Trust, Mount Pleasant. Hang on, more Woods and Water Sapping on the other side.
Get excited, y'all. We have the schedule.
Wait a minute now.
What?
I was going to tell you what Cecilia meant.
Oh, no. I'm too excited.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second.
This is too exciting, though.
I'd have to look it up. I looked it up one time.
What?
Studio. What does studio mean?
Nobody cares. Everybody cares about the Bassmaster Elite Series.
Then please, please, I would hate to deprive you any longer of making the announcement.
I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Well, like we said, Lake Murray has been having a good time lately with everything they've been hosting, and they have another one that they're going to be hosting, but we'll get to that in a second. So the season's going to be starting February 16th through the 19th.
Whose season?
Bassmaster Elite Series. Okay. I just said that.
I didn't hear you say that.
I just did. I need to get you some hearing aids. Okay.
Good. Everybody knows now.
Okay. Anyway, February, they're starting off in Florida at Lake Okeechobee. Now, what's Lake Okeechobee going to be like in February?
It won't be cold. It could
well,
be.
Well, duh.
Could be breezy.
In the mornings, maybe.
Could be breezy. I mean, it'll be a good one. I've seen, you know, I don't know that February, you probably could have some spawning going on, I guess.
You think?
Why are you asking me this stuff? We're gonna have.
I'm trying to pick this apart so we can start getting thoughts rolling for when we have people on to talk about.
Oh. You know, I thought we ought to get all 5 South Carolina guys on at the same
That's
time.
That's what I was thinking, too.
And get them to go through the
That could be
schedule.
Dangerous, though.
Oh, it could be real dangerous. And Brian knew. Goodness gracious. You'd have Professor Patrick Walters.
Professor.
You'd have class clown Brian New.
Oh, gosh.
Brandon Cobb would be like quiet boy in class. Todd Otten would be like, I want to call him the old man. I mean, we're about the same age, but he'd be like the reserved gentleman of the group. And then Jason Williamson, I don't even know where to put him.
I don't either.
But anyway, yeah, that'd be fun. It would be fun. Okay, go ahead. Say anyway.
So from Florida, we turn around the 23rd to the 26th. We're going to Lake Seminole.
Georgia?
I don't know what to think about that one.
I don't know. I've never been on Lake Seminole. I understand that time of the year can be pretty good.
I don't know much about that lake in general.
Big diver hunting. Diver duck hunts. I know some guys used to go down there a bunch.
So you think it could be a little chilly?
It could. Sure it can be. Anytime before May can be cold.
This is true.
Yes.
So we take a good, that's about 4 weeks out. We go to Tennessee River.
Classic. We've been there before.
Yeah.
That was 2019.
Not a fan.
Limited access.
Well, limited access.
That was the biggest thing.
Bag size at the Classic was just.
It wasn't, but I mean, you know.
I'm just, there could be so many other places they could have gone.
Oh, I know. Some of the media guys we've been talking at Bass has really got to. They got to figure out a way to expand both the tournament schedule and the Classic to just more than three bodies of water in three states.
Well, I do
or
agree.
Or four bodies of water in three states, four states. Seems like Texas, Alabama, Tennessee. South Carolina, and Tennessee.
Yeah.
The last
what
six
about
or seven.
A Northern Classic? No, it couldn't do that in March.
No, but you could postpone the Classic to a break in June or July and have it on a smallmouth lake.
I think that would be a nice change.
As good as the St. Lawrence is, or Champlain, or Mille Lacs, or I mean anywhere up north. My goodness, Mississippi River, June Classic in one of those locations.
I would love to pick the brain of the person that decided to go back to Tennessee. Like, just get a list of reasons.
Okay, well, I'm gonna tell you why.
Why?
It's gonna pop your bubble.
I know. Well, everything pops my bubble.
Two things.
What?
Attendance records.
True.
And the money the local economy is willing to pay Bass to come.
True.
That's what it boils down to. Which is why you've had them at Green Pond, you know, 3 and 7 years. You've had Tennessee River 2 and 5 years. You had Houston, Texas, and you had Gunnersville.
Honestly, though, this might sound really bad to say, but I would choose Tennessee River over going back to Houston.
Oh, no.
I would.
One of those Texas lakes out there. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, well, not Sam Rayburn.
Yes. We weren't on Sam Rayburn when we were out there, silly.
Where was that then? I'm blanking.
Ray Roberts.
That's what it was.
Yes.
Okay, you can't blame me, though, because
no.
I sound pretty similar.
Pretty good, yeah. Yeah, but a Sam Rayburn or a O.H. Ivy. Of course, there's nothing at O.H. Ivy. I mean, it's out there in the middle of nowhere. But, I mean, there are plenty of lakes in Texas, Palestine and, you know. But, yeah, they're going to have to because they're going to start losing people going to the same places watching 12 and 13-pound bags.
Boy, that was a big blonde moment. Forgot where the Classic was. Anyway.
I wonder. Go ahead. I'm going to look something up here. Okay. Go ahead.
So then we come back to good old South Carolina, where you can never go wrong. But they are going to be making a stop April 20th through 23rd, our very own Lake Murray.
Lake Murray, capital city.
That could
Lake
be
Murray
a
country.
Great
It's going to be a tournament. Good. It's going to be a good
In
tournament.
April?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a really good tournament. I mean, that tournament is going to take place right about the same time as the tournament that Geddes and Patrick won on the FLW back in 2015.
Oh, back in the college days.
Back in the college days. And it was, there will be some bedding fish, but that is the herring spawn.
Yeah.
And you will see guys chasing herring fish all over that lake. You will see guys fishing very shallow for bedding fish. Especially if we have a warm winter, it's gonna be a really good tournament. I'm really looking forward to that one. That's one of those that, in fact, I've already been on VRBOs and I've talked to Chris Brown and those and some others. I think bunch of us media guys are going to go together and
excuse me,
get a place together. And
excuse me. Excuse me. What? How many times shall I repeat myself? Excuse me.
I don't know.
Me.
Why are you trying to insert yourself?
Where do
in
I
this?
Fit into this?
Fit into what?
You know what? Moving on. We have a pretty daggum close turnaround. April 27th through the 30th, they're going to be on down the road at the Santee Cooper Lakes.
Back to back in South Carolina, Santee Cooper will again, and this time they're saying that Santee Cooper, unlike the last time they were here in June, it's going to be a big one.
Will they open that new? Is that dock not done yet?
I got a story on that right over here.
Dang.
Okay,
it's not going to be done.
What now?
It's not the dock's not going to be done.
No.
Dang.
Not going to be done.
Okay, so a little bit of a break. Then we're going to have May 11th through the 14th. They're going to be in Alabama at Lay Lake.
Yep.
Another lake I really do not know much about.
That'll be a good one, I think.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
In May, I mean, yeah. And then pretty decent break. And then June 1st through the 4th, they're going to be back in Texas at Sabine River in June.
Yep. Hmm. I know why they go there, because of the money that Orange County throws at them, but that is a tough fishery.
I know.
Wow. A tough fishery. I mean, you're fishing tidal waters in June in Texas. It's hot. I mean, I've been to that one. It's not one that most anglers like. It's a really tough one. The guys who like the grind out tournaments love it. Everybody else hates it.
Yeah. July 27th through the 30th. Wow, there's a big gap in between those two tournaments.
Yeah, big summer break.
They're going to be up in Michigan.
Yep.
Lake St. Clair.
Which is Detroit, Michigan.
Now that.
It's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Any of the smallmouth fishers are going to be good.
I'm just...
Especially in the summertime.
I'm always fascinated with smallmouth fisheries, mostly because I'm still learning about them. So whenever I'm on Bass Live and I hear them talking, I like to hear what they have to say about things.
Yep.
Okay, so August 17th through the 20th, they're going to be in New York at Lake Champlain.
Champlain.
It's another good one.
It's on the border with Vermont, I believe.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Champlain is on the border between Vermont and... Vermont and, it's right on the border. Vermont and New York.
And then a pretty quick turnaround from there. August 24th through the 27th, they're going to be at St. Lawrence River. So still staying up there in New York, but.
That'll be the last term of the year.
Yep.
And we got to decide where we're going, because I talked to Davey Hyde the other day and told him we might be up for the Champlain one. Or that one. We'll have to depend on your school schedule, but we got a fishing trip to take with Davey Height when we get up there.
Yep.
Be fun.
I'm excited to see what these tournaments have to bring. You never know what they're going to bring. It's different each year, but.
In 2019, Ott Defoe won on the Tennessee River 49 pounds.
Yep.
So, not great weight, but not horrible.
I don't know. It could surprise me. Could surprise me. Could surprise everybody.
All I remember is I rode with Andy Montgomery on Friday, and he wanted water the color of...
chocolate milk.
No. It was like, take some South Carolina clay, stir it up, get that orange, and that's what he wanted to fish in. It was awful. All right, hang on. More Woods and Water, South Carolina, the other side of the break.
I'm very much so. Do you mind? Apparently not. Okay. I'm very much so ready to take on that schedule with some of the pros.
It'll be fun. We need to do that. We need to have, instead of having them all one at a time, we need to have them all at the same time.
I'm very interested when it comes to these releases, I'm interested to see what other people have to say about it. Because everybody has their own opinions, but you can always learn something from everybody's opinions. So.
Go to Facebook, go to the Bassmaster page, and read some of the comments.
I don't know. At your own risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why aren't you in California? Why don't you come to Utah? Why don't you go to Oregon? Indiana's got great lakes. I'm thinking if Indiana has a lake at all. Last year when you were at La Crosse, you said you ought to come back there every year. Well, why aren't you back this year? the gamut of comments. It's just, it's funny. Seriously, if you want some comment relief.
Some entertainment? Yeah.
Join one of the lake groups around here. And then just every evening, just go on and look for one that's got 150 comments. And just read the It's hilarious. It'll do more to brighten your day and relieve some stress. And you will want to thank me later on. Trust me. We got the story on the Elite Series. I'm, 2 weeks here in South Carolina is going to be fun.
Yep.
So I'll be
busy weeks
we'll be
for
the
us.
Classic. Yeah, 2 weeks here in South Carolina, depending on your school. And then we will either go up for the Champlain one or the end of the season, like St. Lawrence River.
St. Lawrence.
So, on the Major League Fishing side, we've had the cups every, if you make the top 20 and, your first, in any of the first two tournaments a year, you make a cup. Second, third, and fourth stops, you make another cup. Anything like that. They've done away with the Cup Series, and now they're going to this team tournament thing, which
I have mixed feelings about.
Lots of opinions about it, mm-hmm. too. Both from the anglers and from the spectators and people like us and other people. So we'll just have to see how this works. Andy Montgomery was the captain. He picked Cody Meyer and James Watson to be on his team. Anthony Gagliardi was picked by Brian Thrift, along with Terry Scroggins, to be on their team. Brian and Anthony, back in the FLW days, were on the Chevy fishing team together.
Oh, gosh.
So that'll be kind of fun.
Ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Marty Robinson is on Shin Fukai's team, along with Fletcher Shryock.
What a team. What a
Shin
team.
Shin and Marty.
Ooh,
boy. You wonder if there's any conversation at all going on there. Casey Ashley was picked by Tuck, along with Dean Rojas, to be on their team. And then Alton Jones Jr. picked Britt Myers along with Roy Hawk to be on their team. And the idea behind this is you only fish, I'm trying to think, these events are how many days long? I think they're 6-day events, and your team only fishes 2 of the 6 days. I don't understand exactly how it's going to work. I'm a little iffy. I hope to get some clarification. Gosh, I hope to get some clarification on that shortly. But those are the draws, and those are your South Carolina guys and their teams. Put your antlers down. Just don't let me turn around and see you with those things on your head again.
Just,
I might start
it's
shooting.
It's just getting me excited.
I know.
For deer season.
Okay, something that is that last year I just wanted to scream from the top of the mountains, and I didn't.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to this year. Look, we do have an ammunition shortage. Okay?
Yes, we do.
I mean, luckily, 10 years ago, I sat down it wasn't a move of brilliance. It was a move of how many years left do I have where I'm going to feel like shooting and I'm going to buy that much ammunition and be done with it. So starting like 10 or 12 years ago, I just started buying up some ammunition. So I'm not in a crunch for any kind of ammunition. But I know a lot of people are. A lot of people buy new guns, can't get ammunition for it. So you buy whatever you can get and you go hunting. Please, people, stop right now. If you have a gun and you are buying ammunition for it and going hunting, please, please, please go shoot that gun. Don't expect the ammunition you've gotten to shoot like what you used to shoot. And I know there are a lot of people out there scratching their heads going, why? Every gun likes a different ammunition. It's just some guns like it all. I've got a rifle in there that I can pretty much funnel whatever I want to through, and it'll shoot a 3-inch group. Mm-hmm. And it's not what I want, but it works. It will work. A 3-inch group at 100 yards for deer hunting in South Carolina, it'll do it if I have to. Now, the ammunition I've got stockpiled for it, is a less than 1-inch group. So, and that's, you know, I'm not a, if I can touch holes, I'm ecstatic. If I can just a 1-inch group at 100 yards, I'm happy with it. But if you're buying ammunition, you never shot through your gun, please do yourself and the game a favor and go shoot it. And in that vein, rifle ranges in South Carolina by county: Abbeville, Sumter National Forest, Candy Branch Shooting Range, Berkeley County, the Francis Marion National Forest, Boggy Head Rifle Range, Charleston, the DNR Twin Ponds Rifle Range, Chester, Sumter National Forest, Lead Shooting Range, Edgefield, Sumter National Forest, Beaver Dam Shooting Range, Hampton County's got a DNR range at Apalachicola. They also have one at Webb, which is an archery range. Lawrence, the Sumter National Forest, Filson Crossroads Range. Lawrence has a DNR Belfast archery range. And these archery ranges are 3D ranges. Lawrence also has a Belfast shooting range for guns. Newberry, the National Forest Indian Creek shooting range. Oconee, the National Forest Cedar Creek shooting range. Pickens has a DNR range at Pickens County. Richland has the Watery Range, which is a DNR range. Spartanburg has the James O. Thomason firing range, which is indoor. Sumter has the Sumter County. The Manchester State Forest shooting range in Sumter, which is right down near the Poinsett Electronics Weapons Range below Sumter. And then in Union, you have the Fair Forest shooting range, which is the National Forest range. Do everyone a favor. It may cost you $70 to figure out that your gun does not like a certain ammunition, but buy two boxes and shoot it. You know, shoot for a group. Don't immediately start changing your reticle and all that. Shoot a 3-shot group from where your gun is sighted in. That'll tell you if your gun likes that ammunition or not. Then you start fiddling with all that. But don't mess with it. Don't mess with your scope until you've shot three rounds from a rest to see what the pattern's going to be. It may be 6 inches high and right, but if they're touching, that's worth adjusting. If you've got a 8-inch group at 100 yards, you're going to have to go buy some more ammunition. Do not go in the woods without shooting your gun.
And we like to talk about preparedness on the show, whether it's preparing to go out hiking, go out fishing, go out hunting. And that's actually a good transition into what this last article of mine is. It's from Tree Stand Safety Awareness Foundation, and it's the building blocks of tree stand safety. And we stress that a lot on this show. We are really lucky to have Hunter Safety Systems.
As a friend.
And I have not been in my stand since I got my harness without my harness.
You haven't been in a stand without a harness since you've been going by yourself.
By myself, yeah. Well, that was when I first got it.
Yeah.
And
before that, I was having her use one of my harnesses.
Yeah.
But now she has one.
And it was a little big on me.
Yeah. Yeah. Did the best I could.
But we always stress tree stand safety because it is such a big issue. And I guarantee you, once hunting season is in full swing, you'll start seeing the articles come out.
Oh.
And so we try to do everything on the show that we can to prevent that. So here we go. Okay, building blocks, tree stand safety. Always remove and inspect all your equipment before using. And underneath, they have a little quote. It says 35% of falls involved inspection elements. So
tree stand's been up all year. You start climbing the ladder, you get up to the 8th rung, and it breaks and you fall.
Yep.
Perfect example. Innocent accident.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Just that's why those lifelines are so important.
Mm-hmm. Also, always check your equipment. Goes with guns, too,
yep,
before you use it.
So inspect your stands. Make sure your lifelines are good. Make sure your harness is in good order before you ever step out there.
So that's A. B, buckle your harness securely. And the quote underneath this one is 86% of fall victims didn't wear a harness. So make sure your harness fits you right.
Yes.
Make sure it will stay secure around you, please.
And buckle it up before you start trying to climb the tree.
C.
I get a... Every once in a while, I don't buckle one of my legs walking in because it clanks a little bit. So I stuff that in my pocket.
I stuff it in my pocket, yeah.
And then I climb the tree on the harness, but I've only got one leg. And I get up and I sit down and I'm like, all of a sudden this wave of fear goes through me like, you have the other one. So
you just inhaled something.
I just inhaled, yeah.
So quickly, C, connect before your feet leave the ground. 98% of fall victims were not attached.
That's lifeline, which goes from the above your tree stand to the base of your tree stand. It's got a Prusik knot on it. And the Prusik knot, as soon as you put any tension on it, it clamps down to that lifeline, and it will keep you from hitting the ground.
And that's another thing. If you want to check your knot. Pull on it. If it locks down, it's still good. And then D, destination. Share your stand location for each hunt. That's a really important thing. We always, me and Dad, communicate where we are. We communicate with Mom back home where we are. Drop a pin. It's as easy as that.
I usually go on Google Maps and screenshot it and send it to her. This is where I am. And it's just, look, that's just in case something goes wrong, somebody knows exactly where you're going. You know, nothing more frustrating than knowing somebody's hurt and trying to calculate where they are based on a ping on a cell phone. It's so much easier.
It's a lot of simple ways to avoid a really big issue when you're at the mercy of the outdoors.
That's right. It's get ahead of the emergency.
Yep, exactly.
That's always good stuff. Didn't get to some of the stuff we needed to, Taylor.
We never do.
Berkeley, the ramp down on Sandy Cooper is coming. Lawsuit, four ugly facts about ticks. Anyway, always next week, which we hope we join you, which we hope you will tune into. Till then, make time to get out there.
Tip the back roads when you can.
Don't forget that camera. See you back here next week. More Woods and Water, South Carolina.
To hit me from behind as I'm gone to